Welcome to the Faith It Till You Make It podcast. My name is Aspasia Kumli Wood, and I am a mindset to heartset, manifestation, and spirituality teacher. My mission is to ignite your inner light, awaken the authentic self, and guide you as you manifest your daydream into reality. Confidence is sexy, so be you on purpose. I'm determined that we can change the world by changing ourselves first. How are you guys doing? So I'm thinking of doing this every week, once a week, a coffee chat with you guys. So today I have a very specific subject that I want us to talk about. And I am broadcasting from my bed, because it's been a while since the last time I actually felt sick. And although I don't look sick, I mean, I'm really sick for my own standards. But it's okay. It's part of the process, and I'm learning a lot through that. And so I'm broadcasting from my bed. This is my bed. And so today, we are on day 25. If you are on Facebook, just say hi to me. I want to see who's there. I can see the people on Instagram. I want to see the people on Facebook too. So we're on day 25 of our 40-day challenge. And we are manifesting love, all sorts of love, more love, abundance, life partners, and anything that can bring us more love into our lives. Sometimes love is defined in different ways for each one of us. So we started with 20 days of self-love. So before manifesting any sort of love into our lives, we need to just set straight the relationship we have with ourselves. And how can we love others if we don't have love for ourselves first? Who's gonna take care of ourselves if it's not us, right? We are the person that we are stuck with all day long for all of our life. And so taking care of ourselves first, finding out what it is that is blocking us first, and prioritizing our own mental health, physical health, and love to the self. And a lot of times it's really, really hard to define self-love. We live in a culture where people are told, you know, you have all those other things to do first before yourself. You have to achieve, you have to go to work, you have to make money, or whatever it is for each one of us, it's different. So we started with 21 days of self-love. And if you're not a member of the Facebook group, you can just join and you can go and have access to all the videos. We do a daily feeling great practice that I call feeling great practice. For me, it is the number one most effective practice to increase our energy and prioritize self-love. And we also have a daily meditation and a daily journaling exercise. So now we're on day 25, and I have also shared with all the members of the group the finding your love partner or manifesting love meditation. And the members, the people that have been doing this for a while now, they found out what it is that it feels for them to be in love. And so now, today, I wanna share with you another technique. So when we want to manifest anything in our lives, so we first set straight the limitations that are blocking us. And this is another podcast and video for another time. The second thing that we need to do is set our intentions clear. So we need to be really, really clear on what it is that we want to create in our lives. So one of the techniques to get really clear and prioritize what it is that we want to bring into our lives is what I call creating our love partner plan. So it is a contract. So you see, our subconscious mind is very impressible. And anything we repeat again and 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 again, did I say again? It starts becoming a conviction. It starts changing the self-concept. We are starting to sculpture our own self-image. So we should be very mindful of the words we use. We should be very mindful of the repetitive stories and repetitive thinking patterns. So today, the technique that I want to share with you guys, this love partner plan, which you can really use it for anything. It could be your income plan. It could be your business plan. It could be your morning routine plan. Whatever it is that you want to make change in your life, if you just write it down like a contract to yourself that you read every day, at one point in the day, you just need to read this plan and remind yourself of the commitment that you made, the pact, the commitment, the deal. You know, you're signing a deal with yourself. And whatever it is repeated in our lives, it becomes a new self-image. We're creating this new image of the self. And the mind becomes more, so the more we repeat what it is that we want to bring into our lives, the more the mind gets familiar with it. It's a concept that it's not strange to the mind anymore. And by repetition, it becomes this very, very familiar thing that doesn't feel strange. And so by creating this new habit of talking to the self, by creating this new space where we tell ourselves the new stuff that become, they're not new anymore. So once we repeat them again and again and again and again, they are not new anymore. And when they are not new anymore, we have created a conviction, a belief on that specific thing. And that is what I call faith. Faith it till you make it. But in essence, faith has been misdefined, redefined, defined in so many different ways, and it's associated with religious beliefs and so forth. But the way I use it is the knowingness of the self. So when you faith something, you know it. There's this intense belief. There's this intense belief that I can do it. This is intense belief that this is who I am. So that is what we're working on with my clients, with all of my programs, in my Facebook group, with my one-to-one coaching, with my group coaching, with my Faith It Till You Make It program. I have a 6-week academy, which I'm going to launch in a month or so. So everything that I'm working on with my clients, it's all about creating this new habit, creating this new belief, creating this new faith in the self. So it's not about faking anything. It's about achieving and making it through this new self-image that you are creating for yourself. So it's a commitment, it's a deal, it's a pact that you make with yourself. So let's see how this one technique can work. So there are tons of different techniques, and there are so many things that I want to share with you, and they can go on and on and on, but let's just not sidetrack myself from what I'm trying to say here today. So today I would like you to get a pen and paper, and if you don't have one right now, when you listen to the video again, and I'm also going to share the podcast to you guys so you can have it and listen to it later. And for those of you that you're listening the podcast now, a week or 2 weeks from now that I have published it, take a pen and paper, and on top of the paper, write my love partner plan. But if it is something else that you would like to plan and bring into your life, you can just name it my business plan, my income plan, my morning routine plan, my health plan. So the first thing that you write after that is I, comma, your name, and then next to it, you will write, I commit, right? I commit. And what is it that you're committing to? What is it that you're committing to? So I'm committed to start creating, right? I'm committed to start creating. Or I am, present tense, I am in a loving relationship. I am in a mutual, passionate love, whatever it is, and whatever it is that you makes you feel good about the relationship. So you just find your own words. So I, Aspasia, am in a committed relationship, or whatever else describes the ideal love partnership for you, with the either man or woman, whatever it is your preference. You describe that person as much as you want. You don't have to go into much detail, but you have to, it's a statement, it's a contract, it's a deal with the self, and it's in the present tense. And then once you describe what it is that describes the life partner that you want to manifest, or the income. So if you're doing your income plan, you should be very specific about the money that you're manifesting per month or per year or whatever it is, or per day. I don't know how you like to receive your money. And if it's like your health plan, be very specific. Are you working for your kilos? Are you working for, what is it that you're working on for? And so from there, once you describe as specific as you can, be as specific as you can, then write the day by which you have already done that. So let's say, try using a day that is stretching your logical limits. So it's not too logical, so you're like stretching your comfort zone, but at the same time, make it be a bit, you know, realistic. So again, it's all about you setting your own standards, you setting your own rules. You are the conscious creator of your life, so you know, like, there is no right or wrong here. I usually put my plans 3 to 4 months ahead. I always like to push myself. And as I always say, I'm mostly outside of my comfort zone during my weeks and my days. So again, push yourselves as much as you can, but not overdo it. And then under that, so I, Aspasia, am in a committed, loving, mutual, understanding, passionate relationship with the man of my dreams, who loves me unconditionally and accepts me for who I am. And through our relationship, I ignite my authentic self and blah, 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 blah. And I become this new version, new loving version of myself that I can help and, you know, fulfill my mission on earth, which is to bring light and awareness and confidence to as many people as I can. I work mostly with women, but sometimes with men too. So that's what I would write. And then I would say by, let's say, 10th of August 2018. And I will write that. And under that, I would write what it is that I am exchanging in order for me to receive that. So what is the energy exchange? So I am in a committed relationship. I am receiving, I don't know, $15,000 a month as my salary, $5,000 a month as my salary, or whatever it is that you're planning on. And then you need to write anything that you need, you're willing to exchange in order for you to achieve that. So there's always an energy exchange. So for example, you can write, I'm going to socialize once a week, or I will go to my yoga class community events, or I will join a book club, or I don't know, like I will join a dating app or whatever it is. So it has to be an action. It's something that you are committing yourself to do. It's an action, it's a real life action that you're going to take and you're going to be committed. So it's almost like it's almost like a contract. So you receive the committed relationship that you want to manifest, and then you give something of your time, of your energy, of your inspiration, and then you sign it with your name and the day, and then you put it next to your bed, on your desk, you screenshot it on your phone, you just make sure you read it once a day. So the plan here is to make the subconscious mind familiar with this situation, familiar with this new reality. So the more we impress the subconscious mind with new ideas and new possibilities, then the more we repeat it, the more the mind will start looking for ways to make it happen. So when I repeat a statement to myself, and once the mind starts believing it, right? Once the mind is starting to create this new conviction, belief, what it does is that it ends up trying to find ways to make it happen. Because our minds are very, very logical mechanisms that whatever you input, they are trying to create the equivalent result. So whatever we input into our minds, whatever data affirmation or statements, new ideas, new opportunities, new hopes. So this is the data that you enter into your servo mechanism of your brain, then it analyzes it and is trying to look for ways to make it happen. So whatever we have as real and as a concrete belief in our minds, that starts becoming our reality because our minds are trying to find ways to manifest it. So that is what I wanted to share with you guys today. The Love Partner Plan. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you all soon. Thank you so much for your messages. I'll go now and look at them. And I'll see you once a week on Instagram. I'll be doing this for more questions about manifestation, about mindset, how to change your self-sabotaging beliefs into creating the life of your dreams, how to increase your motivation, your confidence, and other things. So I'll be here once a week on Instagram. On Facebook, hi guys, I'm there almost every day, at least twice a week. And this group is only for women. You can find the link on my Instagram profile if you want to join. And I'll see you again really soon. Thank you for being here with me. So much love.